arm's-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We introduced a new sponsor company this past week, and I told you that I was planning on buying stock in the company, and 3 days before I actually do that, I will certainly give you notice, as I always do. The name of the company is Canamex Resources. Did a little editorial on it, kind of an introduction last Thursday, and I was still down in Arizona. But it's a company that I am very, very intrigued with. I was introduced to Canamex at the Cambridge House Investment Conference, which occurred a couple of weeks ago in Vancouver, British Columbia. The company has mineral properties both in Nevada and Guyana. Interestingly enough, the thing that impressed me the most, aside from the geographic diversification, and the fact that they have $4.1 million or more in the bank, so they really don't have to go to the market to do any of the work that they have planned for the year. But I'm really impressed with the management team. I've got Robert Kramer with me right now. Bob is a chartered accountant designation in Canada, also a certified public accountant in the United States. Very, very interesting man. He's got over 35 years of experience in the industry on the senior management level, director, non-executive director, etc., etc. He's been involved with companies, natural resource and technology that trade on exchanges in both Canada and the United States. And he is, interestingly enough, you know, I would have to say, from everything I can tell, pretty much running Canamex along with Greg Hahn, who is a professional geologist and an engineer who is the president and vice chairman. I'd like to begin, Bob, if you don't mind. I'm a real people person, as most of our listeners are, and I think the future of a company depends not only on its assets, but also on the people who have control of those assets and who are pulling the reins, for lack of better terms. Tell us a little bit about the management of Canamex, would you?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners, and I couldn't agree with you more. As a matter of fact, when we look at doing presentations, that's exactly where we start. We want to talk about the management of the company and the people that are around us. As you indicated, my background is on the financial side, and my partner in this, Greg Hahn, who is a professional geologist and geological engineer, importantly, has taken properties, mineral properties, from exploration through development and into production. He has run precious metals mines in the western United States. He's what I call a been-there-done-that geologist, and I think that is critical in this industry. And we have, I think we make a pretty good team on the financial side and on the technical side. And we have around us a group. We're not a huge company, obviously, but people that are skilled in their own areas. As an example, we have just brought on board a Dr. Ellen Levitt, who lives in Reno. She did a mid-career PhD in geology at the University of Nevada, Reno campus, and actually studied as her thesis topic the Ken Snyder Midas Mine in northern Nevada, high, very rich vein deposit that really changed the way deposits were looked at in the state of Nevada. So she is on board with us, and as you are also aware, Al, we just completed recently a strategic transaction with Hecla Mining Company, New York Stock Exchange listed $1.5 billion company. They took a strategic investment in us in towards the end of November of last year, and we've just formed a technical committee that Greg chairs, and on the other two members of that committee are a Kurt Allen, who is the director of new projects for Hecla, and a Dr. Stuart Simmons, who is a world-renowned expert on hydrothermal systems, a man with over 70 papers to his credit and is presently research professor at the Colorado School of Mines. So bottom line is, I think we've got the right people around us in order to execute.
Well, you got a couple of other people that are worth mentioning for sure. Mark Billings, who is an MBA from Harvard Business School and a chartered financial analyst, is also involved as an independent director of the company. And then Pierce Carson, PhD, who is a geologist, PhD geologist. He's got 35 years of international mining experience. You know, you got Mike Stark. You've got one heck of a good team. Herb, and if I pronounce Herb's name incorrectly, I apologize, Herb Duer. He's also a very successful guy in the area. Okay, let's go to the assets. Now, I'd like to start, first of all, if you don't mind, not in the continental United States, but I'd like to start down in Guyana. A lot of people don't know very much about Guyana. Let's talk about what you guys are doing down there, and more importantly, why you are there.
All right, thank you. Guyana is the former British Guyana. It is the only English-speaking country in South America, a parliamentary system similar to Canada's. And we're there just simply because of the opportunity and the tremendous prospectivity for gold. Guyana lies on the Guiana Shield, which runs from Venezuela into Guyana, next door Suriname and French Guyana, and it hosts a total of about 80 million ounces of gold. And Guyana itself hosts approximately 20 million ounces, and of those, 70% or about 14 or 15 million are located on the northeast trend where our 100,000 acre or 400 square kilometer property is located. It's early exploration, but we have focused in on an area that we call the Ridge Anomaly. There are 18 streams that come off of that ridge. All of them are anomalous for gold. We had in our work, our stream sediment and pan concentrate sampling work, we had values there of up to 12,000 ppb or 12 grams. So we're pretty excited about it. We are now conducting what we call an auger drilling program, having zeroed in on areas of interest on the ridge. We're getting down through the beach sand cover into the bedrock, try to take some samples, and hopefully by the end of February, complete that program, another 4 to 6 weeks for lab analysis. And at that point, assuming all goes well, we hope to have a drill target identified.
Got about 2 minutes left here. I hate to cut you short, but unfortunately we have breaks on the program. I want to get to the big one now. I mean, there's obviously a lot of upside in Guyana, but your Brunner Gold project in Nevada, you got 98 unpatented, 21 patented claims. You cover an area of about 2,100 acres, and you got a great location. You're very, very close to the Paradise Peak Mine, the Round Mountain Mine, and the Rawhide Mine. And also, you're about 25 miles west, specifically, of the Rawhide Mine. You guys are in elephant country.
We really we feel that we are. We're in the Walker Lane District. We're very excited about the property. It has an historical resource, non-43-101 compliant, of about 385,000 ounces. Very interestingly, on the property, the Pinellas Mine produced in the early 1900s, produced about 100,000 ounces, running over 0.5 ounce. We've conducted, over the course of 2012, conducted a 20-hole drill program. 19 out of those 20 holes hit gold mineralization, so we only lost out on one of them. We have the cash resources, as you mentioned up front, and the technical talent to really go after this very aggressively. As soon as the snow comes off, we hope in March we'll be back there. We'll be drilling both to expand the historical resource, focus in on a discovery hole that was drilled earlier in 2012, announced mid-July, 120 meters of 4 grams. And clearly we feel we have a number of very significant targets on the property that will be a focus for 2013.
We're going to be following this company very, very closely. Don't construe this as investment advice because it isn't. Also, keep in mind that we'll be buying stock in this company. I'll give you notice 3 days before I do that. You know, when you have the kind of money they have, the management team that they have, and the assets that they have, it's definitely worth, in for Big Al anyway, to take a real hard look at. We'll be right back.
How How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I've got Larry Ray on the line with me right now. Larry is the president of a company called American Manganese. American Manganese has fallen on hard times, to say the least, but a number of our number of our listeners have asked for an update on this particular company, and Larry, being the non-shrinking violent that he is, said, of course, I'm happy to tell people exactly what's going on. Before we start, let me just say, in the interest of full disclosure, I do own shares in American Manganese, and I have no intention of selling those shares. Why do I say that? I'm saying that because the resource industry right now is having an interesting time. Cycles in this particular industry are a very, very real part of it. You have good times and you have bad times. Larry's been around longer than I have in the industry by probably a few years. And I have to tell you, we've both seen the highs and the lows. I have absolutely no intention whatsoever of losing faith in this particular situation. Larry, on the ropes a bit, but you know what? Cassius Clay was on the ropes at times when he was on his way to winning the undisputed heavyweight title of the world. What's going on with the company, bud?
Hey, well, we certainly examined what's in the company, and it's not hard to figure out. It's very undervalued. But I've never seen a market like this, Al. It's the worst market I've seen since I started getting involved in the stock market back in the late 60s. But not that said and done, cause all you got to do is just keep plowing ahead, and you'll come through it, and you'll be there for the good times. And I really smell good times coming around the corner here. I'm very optimistic.
Well, what exactly is going on the project down in Arizona, Larry?
Well, there's nothing going on the project in Arizona. Matter of fact, we've completed all the work that we need down there.
Mm-hmm.
The next step will be more work on our chemical manganese dioxide, which is the route the company is going to take. I mean, EMD and CMD require less capital and less operating costs. So, you know, it does put a different light on the company. And fortunately for us, several products could be made from our manganese carbonate down in Arizona. Electrolytic manganese metal, which has priced itself out of the market for the time being, can be easily switched over to actually looking at the battery industry and the EMD that is required in that industry.
You know, for someone who perhaps doesn't understand the intricacies of battery ingredients, et cetera, put this in real simple terms, would you?
Okay, the spotlight came on batteries when Boeing had to ground the Dreamliner.
Right.
And that was due to fires, and they called them lithium-ion batteries. And the reality is it's a lithium-ion batteries is a family of metals, and which manganese is one, cobalt is another, and it happened to be cobalt on the Boeing. And it's got nothing to do with the lithium manganese, which is in the Chevy Volt and all of your power tools that are used today. So the reality is, you know, there's a big requirement for electrolytic manganese dioxide for the battery industry, whether it's in lithium batteries or even dry cells. Dry cells is the biggest user.
Okay. And obviously, the direction that the company was going in terms of being a manganese producer, to the extent of no other direction, has now shifted to an area that you believe is profitable. Is that correct?
That is correct. We'd still be a manganese producer, but to make a pound of electrolytic manganese dioxide, we only require 60% of the metal. So we get paid the same prices you would for electrolytic manganese metal at this time, except that you're being paid for 40% of its oxygen, right?
Yep.
And that, you know, so you got the resulting reductions in the size of your mine, size of your concentrate operation, size of the OPEX. It all reflects, you know, a much better picture, you know, just looking at it, that it could be very robust for American Manganese.
I want to talk about the influence of both the Canadian federal government and the potential influence of the American federal government. In terms of the Canadians, now, they're pretty much on side, if I'm not mistaken, with what you're doing, Larry.
Well, the Canadian government has been supporting the company in research and development, and that's been excellent. You know, they've recognized it. We plan, as soon as we complete this current placement, to move into contacting more of the U.S. government in order to get their participation in our project.
Now, when you say participation, Larry, what exactly do you mean by that?
Well, either through funding or, some kind of strategic participation. And I can't go any further than that because I am talking about governments and I'm only, relating that that's going to be our thrust.
Yeah. Okay, and now I personally think that that's a direction that is, nothing in this world is guaranteed, but I have to say that that's a direction that I find to be very, very interesting. And taking it one step farther in terms of the battery usage of your particular product, there really isn't any other potential supply for that product, I don't think, in the continental United States, is there?
No, there's. It looks like the most advanced project for the production of manganese from a domestic product is American Manganese Inc. There's nobody else out there.
Okay, there's nobody else out there, Larry. What are you planning on doing along with your staff to become that very much needed source in the United States?
We're going to move ahead now with the actual electrolytic manganese dioxide. Just completed the feasibility study. All of that work lends itself to electrolytic manganese metal or the electrolytic manganese dioxide or chemical dioxide. We had to do that work regardless of the direction. But the direction now is for the battery industry, and I do believe that we will be the first domestic producer of manganese for that industry, and we can always add on circuits at some later date for metal.
Larry, who's supplying it right now?
Most of the EMM comes from China, almost all of it. But the EMD, there are three producers of EMD in the United States, and they produce about 50,000 tons a year, and that's Eveready, Aramet, and Tronix, and they do it from imported ores from Gabon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no domestic production there. And they actually purchase about 40,000 tons of material a year offshore.
Okay, so basically the plan for American Manganese, and these things are, nothing is guaranteed in our industry. Big Al's been involved in this industry for about 35 years. Let me tell you, nothing is guaranteed. But you guys are going on the assumption that you've got a shot at becoming that supplier. To me, that merits, if nothing else, a bit of examination on the part of interested parties. Not investment advice, just an opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff and Louis James from KC Research.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Jeff and I are chatting right now with Louis James. Louis is no stranger to listeners of this particular program. I've known Louis for quite some time now. We met, interestingly enough, on a field trip down in, started out in Chile and went over to Argentina. Had a really, really interesting time. I got to tell you, within the KC Group, L is one of the, he's one of the more unique guys, to say the least, and certainly right up there in terms of intelligence. Louis, we talked earlier in the show about the numbers that came out yesterday and how the market, you know, the S&P screamed over 1,500 and the Dow went up. And at the same time, the price of gold also went up, which shows me that the smart money on an international level is really kind of not buying some of the stuff that's coming out of the United States. But, you know, my philosophy is that this is going on right now because the press wants to keep they want to make sure that people keep going to the circuses and eating the cake, for lack of better terms. What are your thoughts on this?
It's easy to point fingers, and sometimes there's truth to that. I certainly don't believe that all the players on the scene have intentions that are pure as the driven snow. That said, it's really hard to prove any conspiracies or causality in the actions of various participants. Sometimes it's more just useful to pull back and look at the big picture. And the big picture is that right now there is a lot coming out from various sources that seems to be bullish. So whether or not somebody's manipulating something or whether there's more going on behind the scenes, there are numbers that seem to say there is a recovery and it's gathering steam. And if you buy that, then your actions are obvious. And even if you're skeptical of that, as whatever speculative component you have to your investment strategy, you may want to get ahead of that, seeing that it's happening. Become a bit of a self-fulfilling, maybe prophecy isn't the right word, maybe a self-fulfilling delusion.
Well, Louis, I mean, obviously, to the extent people look at this and say we're in the midst of a recovery or even a rebound to some of the prosperity, as some saw it, of the 2000s, I think it's important to point out, as we discussed earlier, sort of with John Williams, Al, and also with Jay Taylor, is that this is a recovery in nominal terms. 14,000 only has meaning with regard to the value of $14,000, right? I mean, that's just where the Dow is today. And when we look at these companies and we can quibble maybe about their fundamentals and whether they're really increasing their productivity or bettering their balance sheets or whether there's, more of a market being created for their products or services. The flip side of all of that is that underlies it all, that's half of every equation, is the dollar itself. And on that side, we do know that it's rigged. We do know that the Fed has wildly expanded the money supply, as probably best measured by M3 since at least 1990. So on that side of things, we know that there's something rotten in the system. My own fear as a small investor is that, that makes everything on the other side, when you're looking at equities or even bonds, suspect.
I think there's a lot to that, something rotten in Denmark for sure. When we talk about the Dow and numbers there, I mean, in this day and the age, the post-Lehman Brothers, post-bankruptcy of everything that couldn't possibly go bankrupt, it's hard to take any of these numbers terribly serious. I mean, what does that mean? What do these numbers mean? How healthy are these companies? You can fire half your workforce and report better earnings, but, what does that do to your future?
I don't know what it does to your future other than have things come to a screeching halt. I have to tell you, there's two sides to every story. And, the one side are people who are saying, well, we're going to work our way out of this thing and everything is going to be fine down the road and we're going to go through some hard times. But, and then there's the other side, which I happen to subscribe to, which says, yeah, I mean, we're going to get out the other side because everybody's not going to die. I mean, if you want to be perfectly blunt, but the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, the system as it exists right now is absolutely, completely unsustainable. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I agree. The question is always when. You can be right about what happens and wrong in the timing. And as far as the market's concerned, too early is wrong. So it's something to be careful of. I guess just to give a sneak preview to your listeners of some of the things that I'm writing about now and will have out in the publication soon, and that is, if there is an Indian summer, if you will, or a false dawn here, if the delusion of recovery actually takes hold this year and there's a lot of action along those lines, we could see actually investment opportunities that'd be ashamed to waste or ignore because it doesn't fit with our ideas and our understanding of how the world works or should work. Basically, what I'm saying is I haven't changed my mind at all about the fundamental trends on the precious metals, and I agree completely about what it means to look at the money supply and what's happening, and that's all baked in the cake. Never mind what happens next. What's already happened still is working its way into the economy. And I believe that monetary inflation has real inflation as a consequence, and we'll see all that there. That having been said, again, if there is a successful delusion of recovery this year, there's going to be a lot of money moving into a lot of industrial commodities, industrial minerals, which is something I look at, and so on. And I don't want to ignore that.
No, I don't think you can ignore it. I think there is money to be made here, but I have to say, I think the money to be made, ultimately, and I think the safest place to be right now is what I would have to call alternative markets. And when I say alternative markets, I'm referring basically using that distinction not so much for our internet audience, because that definition, I should say, not because of our internet audience, because these people are pretty savvy about what we talk about, but we're on a lot of radio stations. And, the alternative markets is something that may be somewhat unfamiliar to those people, but by alternative markets, I mean exactly what you're talking about, Louis, precious metals, base metals, other perhaps industrial applications that don't fall within the norm. And I think there's some tremendous money to be made ultimately in that particular sector. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It It is a little strange to me to think of Dr. Copper as an alternative market. I mean, that is sort of a yeah. play on the economy. If you think the economy is recovering, that's why they call it Dr. Copper, right?
What's his specialty, by the way? I mean, are we talking genetics or what? Anyway, I agree with you. But, you know, when most people think of the markets, they think of, you know, they think of Ford, General Motors, you know, and other winners like that.
Yeah, right. So in that context, it's important to say something I've been saying for a while now for anybody who hasn't really grokked this in fullness. We are all speculators now. If
yep.
you bet on Main Street, you are taking a horrible chance. In the post-Lehman Brothers world, nothing is sacred, nothing is the same as it was, and to bet, to gamble on things continuing as they are, the status quo surviving, you know, that's not the safest bet right now. So, you know, don't kid yourself about whether or not you're taking chances. Now, this doesn't mean we have to be reckless, but it does mean that we should maybe, we should think twice about dismissing something because it seems too speculative or too risky. Everything is risky today.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you bring that up because, Louis, as we saw in the 2008 Lehman crash, is that, you know, assets across all sectors can go down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so diversification can be a bit of a mirage. And I also really agree with you. You know, we can't let our personal philosophy or ideology cloud our views. And that's why it's so important when you're investing your actual live money, you know, to read people, to read analysts, to read numbers. Because, look, from an Austrian perspective, you could have said back during Nixon administration, you know, oh, that's it for the dollar. They've severed the last links to gold, and it's a pure fiat dollar, and it's got to go to hell in a handbasket. But yet we had what, in many ways, market ways, were very prosperous 80s and 90s. So, you know, it's important to think about it and not just reflexively go with your personal philosophy.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get some really good information, additional information to augment what you learn on this program, I have to tell you, Casey Research is very definitely, in my opinion, one of the best places in the world to get that information. Louis is a major contributor to Casey Research. Louis just, I don't want to say co-wrote, but the book that Jeff will be talking about in the next segment was greatly assisted by Louis. He's a good guy. Click on his picture, which is on our website, to get more information about him. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is the Corlin Economics Report. Jeff Deist is your host today, and I'm happy to be speaking with Jeffrey Tucker. You may recall that Jeff has been on with us before, but he is the publisher and executive editor of Laissez-Faire Books, which has published the newest, latest book by Doug Casey, which is called Totally Incorrect. And Jeff, I got to tell you, Doug Casey was at the recent conference in Vancouver 2 weekends ago, and Al had a chance to sit down and interview him and talk a little bit about his new book, but we really got a taste for it and we wanted to speak more about it. I was so excited. When I saw the title, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, he's taken the concept of politically incorrect and expanded it wider. It's broader. It's not just about politics or PC, but it's about an entirely new way to look at one's life. So, with that said, I'd love to hear how Laissez-Faire came to publish the book and your thoughts on it.
Well, I'm very excited about it, too. To me, it occupies a very special place in what we could call libertarian literature today, because it's not just dealing with, you know, high theory, nor is it dealing with, political activism. What Casey has done, really, and he's done it throughout his career, is he's trying to take the lessons that are taught in the great classical liberal tradition and find ways to make them real in your own life. You know, it's a different way of thinking about the classical liberal project or libertarian project or just the demands of the free life in general. So it's a series of interviews, and it really extracts from him, you know, his insights on everything from, you know, what are the merits of this or that place to live in the world, you know, what's it like to move to a new area where, you know, you don't know, how do you handle things like real estate and renting and, you know, should you buy a car? If so, what kind of car? Management of your personal finances. I mean, he talks about so many real world issues. It's almost like you're sitting down with Doug Casey for drinks, and he's had a few. You know, he just kind of tells you everything that he thinks. And that's pretty cool. It doesn't mean you have to accept it all, but it sure is intriguing. Once you start thinking about this topic, it's really difficult to stop because you realize that there's so many ways all of us in our own lives can make these principles real as a way to improve your own life.
Yeah, it really is sort of a user's manual for libertarians. I mean, I read Crisis Investing, which was Doug's seminal investing book. I believe he wrote in the late 70s, I want to say. And I also believe it remains the top-selling, or perhaps one of the top-selling, investment advice books of all time. I didn't get around to reading it until, I guess, the early 2000s. But this is not Crisis Investing. This is, as you explain, I mean, this is far beyond that. This is a book that will really change your mindset, at least in my opinion, having gotten through about half of it so far. Just picked it up yesterday. And for those of you who are familiar, there was another seminal book in the 70s, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World by Harry Brown. My immediate sort of take from Doug's new book is that this is the new version of that for the 2010s, you know, in the internet age, that this is a book that can lead you into personal freedom regardless of what the state is doing wherever you might happen to live.
You know, Jeff, here's the thing. A lot of the times, and we all know the government is huge, it's Leviathan, it's terrible, it's bigger than it's ever been and more intrusive than it's ever been. But a lot of the ways that it works on us as individuals is not by just putting a gun to our head saying, you have to do this or you can't do that. Actually, most of what the state does is just kind of created a preferred path for our lives. And it kind of tries to nudge us in that direction. And if you're not conscious of this, you can find yourself going that direction and end up with a kind of personal calamity, actually. And this is true in your personal finance. And if you do everything the government wants you to do, you're going to be vastly in debt and spending ever more money. You know, never forget that after both 9/11 and 2008, the president of the United States urged everybody to go out and spend more money. This is catastrophic advice. But look, here's the thing. You know, you don't actually have to go along with what they want you. They want you to put your kids in public schools and keep them there for 12 years. But you don't have to do that. There are other options. They don't want your kids to work, but you can actually encourage your kid to get a job. Live in debt. They want you to get a gigantic mortgage. I mean, there's all these kind of structures that are nudging us in a certain direction. If we're not aware of that and critically minded about it, and thinking through alternatives, we'll find ourselves making a real mess of our lives, growing increasingly dependent with ever fewer choices and ever less freedom, and then we'll kind of live like slaves. Well, what Doug's book does is try to point to ways of escaping, whether that means, you know, immigrating or getting out of debt or trying alternative investments or new different ways of education, ways to preserve your personal independence. And to me, that's a kind of a cutting edge of this kind of literature. It's the sort of thing that Laissez-Faire Books wants to publish. And we struck a deal with him that he let us give the book away free to our club members. So that if you join the club, you get, you know, everything that we publish for free for $10. And so his book is part of that deal. And he was very excited about the new publishing model, especially.
Well, what I love about this book, Jeff, is that Doug walks the walk. I mean, he is a Renaissance man of sorts. He is really living the free life that he talks about. For people who know about him, you know, his sort of ranch project down in Argentina and just the way he's organized his business and personal affairs throughout his life. I mean, this is a guy who has a lot of guts on a personal level. I mean, he's gone out there and done it. He has challenged, you know, state orthodoxy. He's challenged social orthodoxy, and you know, a lot of us talk about freedom in the abstract, but you know, Jeff, we only have so many years here on Earth, and I really think he's the kind of person who's wringing every bit of life out of his time.
It's the sort of thing you have to become conscious of, and I do think that Doug's book is inspiring in that way because it makes you aware in the first place of that. You know, there are kinds of forms of tyranny and despotism we accept in our lives that really are not necessary. You can say no to these things, you know, if you're aware of them and you're aware of the ways to escape from them, you know. And so Doug's book helps you do that. You know, I've been thinking a lot recently about the book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, you know, and one of the things that that book does is it inspires people to say no to the tyrants and to the despots and to strike out on your own. You know, forgetting the details of her personal philosophy, that is a really cool thing. That book came out in 1957, and it's inspired that generation, and it's inspired a lot of people ever since. I think the reason for its popularity is precisely that it speaks to individuals and inspires them to gain control of their life, take charge. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't live a full, free, and independent, wonderful life. Just because the government wants you to be their slave doesn't mean that you have to be a slave. So I see Doug Casey as kind of living out that dream in a way. And I'm glad to see this because that dream needs to stay alive. But, you know, we have to build our own structures of liberty in our own life before we can expect to see them emerge as the kind of social political norm.
Well, Jeff, when you talk about building these structures, I really see Laissez-Faire Books and Casey Research and Agora Financial you know, playing a market role in that. Can you just tell us a little bit about what Laissez-Faire Books is doing these days? It must be thrilling for you to be able to work with people like Doug.
Well, I got to tell you that I'm learning so much every day. And what I mean by learning is, you know, I think of the free market as not just a place that's an efficient distribution of what exists. I think of the free market and commercial society in general as a venue, as a creative engine to give us new things that we had never thought about before. And that's what I see happening at Laissez-Faire Books. That's why I really was excited to kind of join this company, and I've seen this happening. You know, you're paying attention to price signals every day. You're watching the meter on the balance sheet fire. You gain insight into what people want, what they respond to, and you become, you know, intensely creative about coming up with new ideas to serve the market. That's what we're doing. So in a way, what we're doing is trying to take theory and put it into practice within a matrix of exchange that is proven to be the greatest creator of new and wonderful technologies and over the last, you know, say 200-300 years. So for me, to be part of this commercial company means taking, you know, high theory and making it a reality in a way that I hope is going to continue to generate new ideas. One of the best new ideas I think has come along a very long time in the world of libertarianism is the Laissez-Faire Club. I'm very excited about this. Nobody's ever tried to do anything like this before in book distribution. And so far, it seems to be going very well. And I credit the folks at Laissez-Faire Books and Agora Financial for being willing to take the risk on this. And so far, it seems to be working.
Folks, hopefully we'll have Jeff Tucker back again. Go to lfb.org to find all the reading and literature you could ever hope to find at Laissez-Faire Books. Thanks, Jeff.
And Jeff, thank you very much for a great interview. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.